You're listening to EVH Gear Discussion, the weekly EVH podcast. Hosted by EVH gear artist Eric Broadbent, tune in each week for great discussions on Eddie Van Halen, EVH gear, and much more, plus highlights from the weekly YouTube talk show. This episode is being brought to you in part by VanHalenStore.com.
Hey everyone, Eric Broadbent here. Welcome to another edition of the EVH Gear Discussion Podcast. A couple things on the program today. I'm going to be talking about what to do when you get in a rut with your guitar playing. I've seen some friends post on Facebook and social media recently where people are they get down in a rut. And, you know, I've been there myself before as well, too. So I thought I'd try and share some advice, my top five tips of what to do when you're in a guitar rut. Also wanted to talk about some of the rumors about Van Halen possibly touring. Just some thoughts on that with, you know, basically is a lot of it's all rumor and speculation at this point. But, you know, the Sammy and Dave kind of thing and see where that goes. And I'll share my thoughts on that. But yeah, some other big things coming to the YouTube show in the very near future. Obviously, regular guests every week, but that's not the only thing I'm talking about. I've been doing a few videos and a lot of teasing videos and some more informal videos as well, too. More formal, I should say, about the pedal board project that I'm working on. Working on this pedal board with several companies. It all started from Pedal Snake, my good friend Jody Page at Pedal Snake. Been a longtime endorser with that brand. And Jody had hooked me up with Idea Bench, the people, Rick and Joanna at Idea Bench, ideabench.com. They're the makers of these really cool steel pedal boards called Fastback. There's different series of the Fastback. And they were gracious enough to send me one, the Fastback GT. That's the largest board that they make. So the week or so prior to that, before receiving that one, I received a new custom snake from Pedal Snake. And so we're doing a several part documentation series. The first part was me receiving the new custom snake, which I unboxed on the air. I had my good friend David Nesdahl join the program. He runs the other talk show with Johnny Bean. So he came on the show with me and kind of celebrated my excitement of having that new snake sent to me. And then shortly after that, I received the Fastback board from Idea Bench. I unboxed that one. So several pieces of this puzzle. I'm just waiting for a third piece, and pretty much the final piece of this puzzle is a box coming from Strymon, and that's the, I believe I have the pronunciation correct, OJ, I believe it is. That's their power supply source, whatever. That's going to be mounted underneath the Idea Bench inside its chassis, which can be very, very cool. So once that piece comes in, I haven't even checked the mail today, so it very well could be here. I have to run down and check the PO box. If that's here, I'll do another, you know, traditional unboxing of that one. And then I can sit down and start filming this video because there's two things why I want to do this video. Number one, I want to deliver a nice product to all these people that are involved here. The three powers that be there, Strymon, Pedal Snake, and Idea Bench. But I also want to assemble my board and get playing. It's been sitting here staring at me and haunting me. I really, really want to get on this board. I posted some pictures on the EVH Gear Discussion Facebook page. And for those of you that are my friends and follow me on Facebook as well, too, of my personal one, I posted some pictures there just with the pedals kind of sitting on the board. And they look very, very sharp. It's going to be amazing. Very comfortable look. It's going to high-tech look. You know, it's going to serve its purpose. It can be really, really nice. But that is the big project that I'm working on. And obviously, I'm going to be having the typical show guests that you've come to expect on the show. And you're going to see a lot more performing on the show. Not just from me. Obviously, I'm going to be doing a lot more live broadcasts and guitar jams, impromptu stuff this year. But a lot of my guests that I'm going to have on the show, just like I did last Friday with Jamie Humphreys from over there in Sweden, he did a couple of Van Halen-style jams live on the air, and it was fantastic. We had Jay Palmer do that same thing. About a week or so prior. So I'm going to have that happen a lot with some of the guitar guests coming on the show. I'm going to invite back a lot of the celebrities that were on before, such as, you know, your Steve Stevens and your George Bohones, and try to get Pete Thorne in here eventually as well, too. That'd be great, you know, as himself, you know, as opposed to having him on with other people, to have him on as himself and just do some shredding. It'd be great. Show off some of his new signature gear and things like that as well. But let's hop over to the next topic at hand. Let's hop over to the top five things of what to do when you find yourself getting in a guitar rut. And I've been there before many times myself, but not recently. And that's not because you're saying that you're thrilled with your playing or anything else. It's just obviously things around you are inspiring you enough to not get in a rut. Could I be better? I could be a heck of a lot better guitarist than I am. But I feel good about it. And when I pick up a guitar, it always seems to feel pretty fresh. If it doesn't, then I just put it down and I walk away. And there's been many times too where I've gone to say, okay, I'm going to go live and do a live impromptu jam, playing over the band songs or just whatever. And you feel like you've got the mojo, you feel like you've got the inspiration. And then the minute you sit down, you're ready to hit broadcast, it's like, nope, it's not there. And that's when you just turn it off and you save it for another day. So I'm going to go over my little list I have here of the top five things of what you can do when you find yourself in a guitar rut. Number one, analyze what's frustrating you. Okay, now it could be several factors. Is it because you're trying to do something that you can't? If you're just like a normal everyday player and you want to start doing six string sweeps and skips and everything else, arpeggios, out the wazoo, it's not going to happen. And if you try that, I mean, nothing wrong with no harm in trying. But if you can't do it, you certainly can't get mad at yourself and say, that's it. I'm in a rut. I can't do it. I'm giving up. So, is it that? Are you in a bad mood? Is it your mood thing? Because really, if you look at it, you look at our gear every day for most of us. I mean, a lot of you guys are out there playing and you take your gear out and settings change and you move your pedal settings and things like that. Your amp settings get moved around. So your settings and everything can be different from day to day, but a lot of people are at home. Their settings, their amps, nothing changes. Nothing changes at all. It's the same gear every single day. Nothing changes. The only thing that changes is you. So it could be your mood. I know myself, there's been days where I'm just kind of in a down mood. It's rainy out, depressing outside. It's hard to get inspired sometimes that way. So it's your mood. That's what I always say to people is nothing changes from day to day other than you. Obviously, no, that's not necessarily always the case. You may have gear, that's acting up or something, and it just doesn't work. The next thing is, out of point one, analyzing what's frustrating you, is make a note what it is to find out. What is it that's causing it? There, without a cause, there's no solution. So try to find out what the cause of the rut is, analyze it, and you will get to the bottom of it. Okay, point number two, the tip number two, I should say, get out of your comfort zone. And what do I mean by get out of your comfort zone? Listen to and watch guitarists or artists that are way outside of your typical genre. If I'm a rock guy through and through and I'm only listening to stuff like, 80s metal, things like that, get into some pop, get into some different style, get into some chicken picking guitar playing, or even if it's not even guitar necessarily. I remember having one guest on the show a while back. I won't even mention his name just so I don't center him out, but he was saying he's a very accomplished guitarist, but he was saying that he isn't necessarily influenced by other guitarists. He's more influenced by bands and sound, so pop artists and things like that, and that can have a really big impact in a positive way for you, for sure. So get out of your comfort zone, for sure, and inspiration will hit you when you least expect it. Number three, what to do when you find yourself in a guitar rut. The game of golf and your expectations. And this kind of goes back to something I've said in point one, but more so, I've always been a bit of a beginner's luck enthusiast of the game of golf. I love golf and haven't golfed in many years. And man, I tell you, I would sure love to have a golf game with Eddie Van Halen and George Lopez sometime. I'd be happy just to carry their clubs, but I think I could actually play pretty good too. But anyways, there you go. It's the analyzation. Is that a word? You're analyzing your game. Okay, so when you go out and golf, if you're just a beginner like myself at golf, or an enthusiast but still a beginner, amateur, you don't go out there and try to hit par or get an eagle on every hole. That same thing should apply to guitar. You don't want to do eruption the first time you pick up the guitar and it's the first thing you learn how to do is tap. You don't want to be taking on eruption or Spanish fly or something of that nature. You don't want to be trying to play Flight of the Bumblebee when you just learn how to tremolo pick for the first time. Set realistic expectations on yourself. And this is what I did in a game of golf. Let's say it was a par five hole. Or let's make it even simpler. Let's say it was a par three hole. So that's a fairly simple hole in a game of golf. I would go my very first few times. Well, actually, the very first few times I went out, realized it was a little harder than I thought. I thought I could hit par if it said I could hit par, but I would go for, three or four shots over par. Now, sure, that's a bad game or a bad hole. However, by setting that realistic goal three or four over, you have now a manageable goal to achieve. So maybe the next time you go out, let's go for two over. Maybe the next one, maybe go one over, and then eventually you might be hitting that par and maybe even getting better under par on that hole. And that same thing applies to guitar. Give yourself realistic expectations. I found myself too, as a kid, as a teenager, you know, when the guitar magazines were the really big thing back in the day, some of them even came with records and things like that, and they had the tablature, I would pick something up, take it home, and I'd be really mad because I couldn't learn it that day. Nothing good comes that fast. You have to take your time at it, and really, really nurture it. So there you again, realistic expectations, and apply it to the game of golf. Tip number four of what to do when you find yourself in a guitar rut. Grab a new piece of gear. Now, am I saying going out and grabbing a $3,000 or $4,000 EVH Wolfgang USA or a PRS or something of that nature, or, you know, just go buy a brand new amplifier? No, not necessarily. It could be as simple as getting a new guitar cable or picks or a cool pedal. Maybe some kind of cool pedal you've always wanted to have in your arsenal, some kind of neat effect. Maybe it's a reverb pedal or delay pedal. You never had it. You'll be very, very surprised how a new piece of gear, and as simple as anything of like I've just mentioned, can really be an inspirational source. It might be a guitar. It could be very well be a guitar. And then you'll also find too that if it's a guitar that you've got now that inspires you to play, you'll find that you're going to go back to the other guitar and you're going to like it just as much because you had a newfound love for the instrument again. So that will always help. New piece of gear. Trade something. Trade a pedal that you're not using anymore. Something that, you know what, you don't use. It's on maybe 10% of the time you ever play your guitar. Go trade it at the music store for something else, or sell it to a buddy or swap a buddy or whatever, and you'll find that new piece of gear will give you the inspiration that you're missing. Tip number five, when you find yourself in a guitar rut, lessons. We are never too good for lessons. There's so many sources out there. Whether you want to just watch some videos on YouTube, there's sources like licklibrary.com, really, really good sources like that, subscription services. There's many things out there, even buddies. Talk to some buddies, have them teach you some things. Maybe you're really good at tapping and your buddy is a sweep guy, doesn't know how to tap. Get him or her to teach you how to sweep. You teach him or her to tap. There's exchange, you know, use the exchange system. Trade licks with your buddy. But lessons are very, very important. I'm finding myself now going to different services like the lick libraries and things like that, where, you know, it's always a time thing. And I've always wanted to learn more. It's just I didn't apply my time correctly. And there's a few things I've done already now, just going to some of these lick services and learning just little tiny tasty little things. It's like picking up a nice recipe to spice up your dish. If you can cook in the kitchen, a nice little extra little spicy tip, it's always nice to take that dish to the next level. And that same thing applies with guitar. So always consider looking for more lessons. We can always learn. Even the best are learning. One of the perfect examples is when I had Dave Nassy on the show a few episodes back. It'd be probably about a month back. Dave Nassy is an EVH, Fender, Charvel endorsed artist, a phenomenal player. Many people know him for his metal style of playing, but he's a very well-seasoned, versatile, virtuoso guitarist. And he was actually saying, my guitar teacher, my guitar teacher, my guitar teacher. And he teaches lessons, but he has a guitar teacher. Very, very cool. And if that doesn't put it in perspective for you, I don't know what will. And I'm going to give you, that's it, that's my five tips, but I'm going to give you a bonus tip. Tip number six, take a break. Put down the guitar, walk away from it. Take a break from either a few days to a week. And what you're going to find is when you go back to that guitar, you're going to freaking love it. That helps me a lot. A lot of times I'm playing several times throughout the day, a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes in the afternoon, a few minutes at night. And, sometimes my schedule doesn't permit that. And I will take a break. I'll take a break for a few days sometimes. And when I pick it up, it feels absolutely amazing. It's like that comfortable pair of socks that you have, or the very nice pair of shoes, an all-day pair of shoes that are great to wear all day. You haven't worn them in a while. You put them on, you're like, oh, this is great. That's what it's like with the instrument. And that could apply to drums or bass or keyboard, whatever. But in this case, we're talking just about guitar. Take that break from the instrument, come back, and you're going to have a newfound love for it. So hopefully my five tips plus my six bonus were a little bit of a help to you. And you know what? Compliment your buddies. If you see your buddy down in a rut, say, you know, this is a good way to also be a helper as well. And don't blow smoke up something. You know what I mean? Like don't give false praise where it's not deserved. But if you see a buddy and he says, he or she says, I'm in a rut, I don't like my guitar playing, whatever, find something that you do like about his or her guitar playing. Maybe they posted a video and say, you know what, I really, really liked when you did this and why I liked it. And you know what that'll do? That can also help the person get out of that rut as well too. And it may come back on you someday too when you're in a rut, if you're the musician as well. And the favor may be reciprocal. So it doesn't hurt. That's nice. That's maybe bonus number seven. So there you go. There's two bonus tips. I hope you enjoyed that. So let's move on to this topic about Van Halen, you know, coming out with a new tour. It sounds like Sammy Hagar is, you know, kind of started the rumor. It's so easy for things to get started, but Sammy's saying, you know, I would only be interested if Dave would tour as well. And, it would be all, you know, and Michael Anthony, obviously, things like that, doing, you know, Dave will take care of all the Dave era stuff. Sammy will take care of his stuff. I love the idea. I've always said on the show many, many times that I'll go see Van Halen no matter who's on front of the stage. I really don't care. Even if it was just Eddie singing, which I know he would never do again. That's where he came from, but he doesn't want to go back to that. I don't care who's fronting the band. My perfect thought or wish, if it was to happen, number one, let's say they do a 3-hour concert. You know, Rush, they tour for, when they were touring, they would do about a 3-hour show, a big long show. You can take an intermission in the beginning. The first hour and a half, do the Dave era stuff, all the classic Dave albums, everything, all the hits that we've come to love, and maybe even go a little deeper too, because we got to experience the classic Dave stuff, and it was great on the last tours, several tours. But let's take most of those classics, and then let's go a little deeper and grab some of the B-sides and some deeper, like the really, because this is going to be, you know, this would be the tour of tours, in my opinion. So grab some things that were not included on those set lists and go really, really deep. I think that'd be phenomenal. Then we take an intermission, you come back, and now it's the more modern sound with Sammy Hagar doing all the classics. You know, it'd be absolutely fantastic. Like, there's some good material out there from 5150, Balance, Carnal Knowledge. There's even OU812. I mean, the whole catalog with Sammy is good as well too. There's some ones in there that I could take or, you know, take or leave, but there's ones I certainly would not want to miss again. Classics. And I think some of Eddie's playing with some of the best on those records as well too. I'm not saying the best of his career, but certainly incredible playing. It would be really cool to see maybe an encore come back on with everyone, including, so obviously you want to see Michael Anthony on bass. That'd be phenomenal. I don't know what happened between, why, you know, you hear the things that you read online. There's some, you know, hard feelings between Eddie and Mike and Sammy and all those kind of things. But people are getting older. People can let things go. That's been proven already. And I'd love to see Mike back in the band. I just think Mike is I think his bass playing, and his, especially, I mean, his bass playing is great, but his vocals really add that element that speaks very, very loud on every recording and live. It's that element that really I don't think can be taken out of the band and not forgotten. I love Wolfgang's playing. I love his vocals. So I'm thinking maybe possibly they could come back on and do an encore of 3 to 4 of the different kind of truth tracks, and maybe Wolfgang playing bass and both Sam and Dave singing backup, or both, you know, sharing the vocal duties on that. Dave having the lead, Sammy doing, you know, some of it, whatever. I think that could be very, very cool. So that way you've got the Dave era, you've got the Sammy era, you've got an encore possibly doing different kind of truth. Maybe you could throw in a couple covers in there for fun, something that'd be really classic. Maybe something that they haven't done before, or maybe something that they have done before. Because back when Sammy was in the band, there's a lot of really cool stuff like Superstition and Rock and Roll and things like that. Some really, really crossroads, all kinds of neat stuff like that. It would be a real throwback as well, for sure. Maybe some tributes to some artists that have passed away, you know, things like that. Some David Bowie, Prince, or, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of grasping for ideas there. However, maybe not so much. I think it'd be very, very cool. So I'd like to know some of your thoughts. Some people can jump over to the Facebook page, the EVH Gear Discussion. So that's facebook.com/EVH Gear Discussion, and share some of your comments and thoughts on that as well too. And just, you know, let me know what you think you'd like to see, on that tour. I think it could happen. I think it probably is going to happen. I have no inside source on saying that's a fact or not, but I think we'll see something in 2018. You know, we're seeing Eddie Van Halen out there a lot these days, and he's having fun with his friends. He's looking good. He's feeling good. He's just the epitome of happiness right now, at least from what we can all see as fans. And I think the timing could not be better. 2017 is probably going to be 2018 before we'll see anything. But whether there's a new record or not, I have feelings that they're working on something new. I do not have any inside source here. Again, even though that I run, the talk show, it's pretty, you know, high profile as far as the EVH stuff. I don't have necessarily that information. that the fans don't have either. Sometimes I get some little juicy tidbits, but it's few and far between. So you know what I know what you know kind of thing. But I would love to see it. This is just me speaking as the fan, the Eddie Van Halen and the Van Halen fan. I'd love to see that happen. And my personal opinion, and there again, I want to emphasize with an underline under that word, if I had a little squeaky Sharpie noise here, I'd say, you know, I would just, my opinion, I think it's going to happen, and I really want to see it, and I think it'll be a half and half kind of thing. You know, for set one is Dave Era, set two is Sammy, and I'd love to see the encore idea with a mix of the two of them, and possibly have Wolfgang involved in there somehow as well too. It'd be fantastic. I don't know how it's going to happen. We'll see, but I hope everyone can keep their fingers crossed and make those positive vibes make it to reality. That'd be cool. And then there's also the Super Bowl too, Super Bowl 52. Hopefully, you know, we can make that happen as well too. I know that the camp is really trying to lobby to get recognized for that. And I think it'd be a great rock and roll band like Van Halen at a big event. You know, I don't watch football that much anymore, but obviously I do enjoy it at the Super Bowl. It's a pretty awesome event. And see Van Halen kill it at halftime would be great. So, you know, VH for Super Bowl 52, make sure you promote those hashtags out there and get the NFL to recognize that us fans want the greatest rock and roll band on the planet to grace the halftime stages of one of the biggest sporting events of all times, watched in every country around the world. It'd be phenomenal. I don't have much else to talk about. Hopefully that my tips that I was talking about, the five tips with two bonus tips apparently for what to do when you're in a guitar rut, were of help to you. I hope you still enjoy these podcasts. I don't do them as often as I would like to. And again, I've mentioned on a couple of the episodes that I'm not going to be as, you know, routined or regimented here on the podcast. It's not going to be, you know, scheduled as often as the YouTube show is. The YouTube show is where it's at. This is just another avenue for me to talk to you and people on the go. I really enjoy doing that, and I'm getting feedback from you people saying that you do enjoy it as well too. So I will continue to do the audio podcast as long as you enjoy hearing from me. And I always love the feedback I get. Lots of good things happening. The YouTube channel is growing immensely. Over 2,600 people on the YouTube channel as well now too. At 3,000 people, I'm going to be doing a random drawing for a Wolfgang Standard guitar, brand new electric guitar. Watch for details on that. The Facebook page last night just broke the 1,600 likes. You know, that's not crazy, stupid high or anything like that. Neither is a YouTube channel, but the growth is steady daily. There's steady growth and great feedback coming in. So I really thank all of you for that. I could not be doing this without you. And right now, I'd be speaking into a microphone for absolutely zero value if I didn't have people that are on the other end of it receiving it that do appreciate it. So that's all I can say to you is thank you very much for all your support. And I really hope you enjoy the content. I'm going to leave you with this note saying that I look forward to seeing you on the talk show on YouTube this Friday night, and every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless, of course, there's a guest that I'm having in from another part of the world where time schedules are absolutely crazy, and we'll adjust that to reflect their time zone a little bit better. It may be a little bit earlier, could be a little bit later. It's hard to say, whatever, but watch for details. The best thing you can do to find out what's going on any place, there's two places to go to, but one will direct you to all of them. Visit the website at evhgeardiscussion.com, and you can find everything on there, the show schedule. You click on schedule up in the top menu, and it'll show you who's coming on the show. There's some good blog information. You can find out a little bit more about me and about how the show come to fruition in the About section. You can connect to the podcast that you're listening to right now. Obviously, you probably have that subscribed. Wouldn't be a bad idea to subscribe to it in iTunes as well, too, the podcast that you're listening to right now, because you will get a notification. It'll say EVH Gear Discussion has posted a new podcast episode or episodes if you've missed a couple. Feel free to also reach out to me and contact me through the contact page on the website. Contact, and you can send me a message there. Maybe if you have some show tips or ideas or something, maybe you're planning on getting a new piece of EVH gear and you'd like to show it on the show. I'd be more than happy to have you on the show if I can schedule the timing and you can unbox it for fans and show off what you just got. Also, a lot of people have been reaching out to me and saying, hey, I'd like to send you stuff for you as gifts to unbox on the air. I'm totally open to that. If you'd like to do that, send me an email to fanmail@evhgeardiscussion.com. That's fanmail@evhgeardiscussion.com. And I will give you a post office box that you can send something to. And I can send whatever you like, as long as it's legal. And send it to me, and I'll be more than happy to open it on the air and give you props for it and thank you for it. So that's it. We'll look forward to seeing you over on the YouTube channel. And until next time, cheers.
Thank you for listening to this edition of EVH Gear Discussion. This episode is being brought to you in part by VanHalenStore.com. Shop VanHalenStore.com for the largest selection of official Van Halen merchandise and memorabilia. Be sure to check out our website at EVHGearDiscussion.com for more updates and follow us on social media.